MW0XHO.
On the 1509, I've found a fault in the modulator. I'm hoping to have it up and running for the main net. So I will be listening. I won't be back on the air until I finish.
Okay, John, I think you put it back. Difficult copy. We've got a station working upper side on the right at the present moment. In an objectionable noise area. Steve Stewart still there. G0 TBI M1 PVC.
Yes, I'm sorry, just about off.
Excuse me, I was listening from a distance, and good morning to John.
Nice strong signal, John. I noticed that you
yourself and Alan
are all using reinserted carriers. We're all just above the frequency. Anyway, Dan, well done. Congratulations on the signal from Gold Beach. And I'll catch you further down. I'm going off for a shower because I've got to go to work this morning, albeit that I can probably do 10 minutes, half an hour of the net. But I need to get myself ready before the net. So I'll hand it to Ray, G3VTD, and I may hear some of you on the net later. G0TBI.
Yes, hi, Stuart from G3VTD. Yeah, the side that I think might be fished on the pool has cut to me. And it's been on this frequency quite a few times recently. So one hopes it sails into the sunset before too long. I'll find some new frequency. Do say we could offer him a different set of crystals, perhaps. Yes, okay, on the station down in France, I've not worked Dearth before. I think it's G1RIF. But I can just hear the carrier north of England. We're up in West Yorkshire, so it's probably a fair trek for a signal from Normandy down there. But I'm sure the lads on the south coast will be hearing a lot more of you than I can. But certainly getting a carry out here. I'm finished here then, shows if you're nipping off, I think you might be coming back to the Beemars net, but I certainly need to get up soon and some breakfast. I'm supposed to be working today, so we'll see how the weather pans out. And I can hear them on the coil, and quite fascinating stuff. I know my grandchildren would be absolutely fascinated with those sort of things, like the plasma balls and those sort of things. I think they're quite intriguing myself, never mind the grandchildren. So I'm sure it'll be very entertaining for them on. Your signal's really something in these days. When you've got on the 53 set now, it was a good S9 plus 10, S9 plus 20, which is probably as strong as I've ever heard you, so very nice signal from you on the last over. Okay, chaps, I'm going to be a good morning, if I may, and get myself organised, and see if we can catch up with you tomorrow morning. I shan't be around for the Beemars net. I should be on the way, which is where the converter would come into play. So I could listen whilst I was driving. So from me, it's round to Alan, and I'll say 73 and catch up with you all later. G4GEN.
G4VTD. G4EJM.
Morning, Mike. G4DVD. You're coming through very well there, Ray. No trouble at all. I've got it copied. Good readable. So there we are. I better hand it to Mike. G4EJM. G4EJM.
Yeah, okay, Alan. Absolutely cracking signal from you. Let's have a quick look at how things are looking here. Oh, not too bad. We'll leave them low. Hey, morning, guys. Nice strong signal from everyone except Durf. And like as Ray said, I could just hear the carrier up into in the Midlands here, or North Midlands, Durf, if you are copying from Boyle Beach. And good effort to put a signal on. The sideband station is chattering away in the background as well, so that's not helping either. Okay, let's spell the tweet bowl on. Seem to be, okay, won't worry about it. On the homebrew transmitter this morning, and the TG21 one with the RA17 receiver. Not very nice day here. I wonder what the weather forecast is for tomorrow down your neck of the woods, Paul. I'm just wondering about Luton. If it's going to rain, I'm not going to bother coming, you know. I think we're back to you, Paul. M1PVC, G4EJM.
Yeah, okay, Trevor. Put it round to you in a moment. If you don't mind, Trevor, I'm going to put it via Durf. I'll put Durf on first, see if you can pick up Durf, and then Durf will put it to you, Trevor. Yeah, you're 10 over 9, Mike. Good morning, Q. Forecast looks okay for Dunstable tomorrow. It's dire today for Kempton Park. I should have been at the bike auto jumble, but I've hit that on the head. But I will be going to Dunstable tomorrow. So hopefully I'll see you there, Mike, if you turn up. But looking at the computer forecast, looks okay. Let me keep it going round anyway, because I want to give every chance to work stations. Fox, Dash, G1RAF, M1PVC.
Goes away completely, and this might be telephone service.
miserable in one BBC. Well, I'm glad you ordered up some decent weather there. I think it's coming from the north southwards because it's starting to rain here now. It wasn't earlier, but looks as though you've got a clear day. So well done on that. Put it round to Trevor. PA3BOH, M1PVC, then jump on to MW0XHO, John in Conway.
Yep, good morning, Paul. This is Papa Alpha 3 Bravo Oscartel, and good morning, everybody else on the frequency. Conditions seem to be very, very good at the moment, at least for stations from the UK. You're coming through with a cracking signal. 5 at 9 plus 30, Paul. I could make out the numbers there, but there was a little bit of background noise there, another station just under frequency, so couldn't really read anything he was saying. But I think if the other station hadn't been there, I think I would have been able to read him. So good morning to you there, Dev. Hope you're enjoying northern France. I just heard one or two others, and conditions seem to be so good, so I thought I'd just call in and see what my signal's doing. But anyway, I'll pass it over to you there, John, MW0XHO. Good morning to you there in Conway. This is Papa Alpha 3 Bravo Hotel. Over to you.
Yep, morning, Trevor. Very nice to be able to hear you in Conway. Excellent signal. I'm not actually able to see at the moment. I'm trying to repair my 1509. So I won't hang on to it, but great to hear from you, Trevor. And also everyone else that's on this morning. I'll be joining you later when I finish soldering some bits into the transmitter. MW0XHO, standing by.
MW0XHO, M1PVC, I'll just pick up. Yep, fine, John. When you come up to a 9, your modulation is slightly low, but when you speak up, it's okay. The single sideband carrier obviously doesn't particularly help, but I hope you get the 1509 ready for the net. Round to Alan, G4GN, M1PVC, apologies for hogging.
Okay, I'm on BBC in the group G4G. Well, you're not very good for me. You're reasonably with difficulty, I would say. John, not very good, but, you know, okay. Much to say, probably a bit better than you, actually. And Trevor, you're coming through very well indeed. I think a lot of the problem in my aerial being orientated north-south, I'm probably not getting dirt because he'll be more or less due south of me, whereas Trevor got a bit more of the eastern, and it'll probably coming northeast. Will be coming straight, you know, broadside to the aerial. There we are. Anyway, this is the old girl is on it, not quite full power, and it seems to be going very well. This air radiator is jolly good. It is better. It's nicer to listen to this sort of thing than the Harris. The Harris, you know, you can get it, but you can't make stuff out so easily on the Harris as you can on this. Yeah, it's all got these whistles and bells and microprocessor controlled and everything, but I think the AR-88 takes a lot of beating. All I really should do is to pay a bit more attention to the S meter setting on it, because it isn't right. It's not S, of course, it's dB over 1 microvolt. I don't think it means anything, really. I just use it as a tuning indicator. But it came from the their monitor AR-88 LF in Aspidistra, which was bought by John Reynolds at the sale when they closed it down. But well, we got a big race here today, and I hope it doesn't rain too badly. But these sort of tough chats, it's one of these very tough races, you know, where I don't know how anybody's nuts. You know, they got to swim and canoe and climb up things, and I think they're all nuts. But they are, they love it, and it's organised by the Swedish people. We seem to have a lot of Swedish people coming over here and using the training area now. Anyway, then, over to you. I don't know who it goes to, so I'll hand it to you, Paul. M1PVC, G4GEN. Over.
Good morning, Martin. Goes to Mike.
And Mike, if you can put it to G3YJO Martin. And Martin, if you've been listening,
we've got Durf on frequency from Gold Beach,
operating under Foxstroke G1RAF portable. So perhaps you might like to see if you can contact him when it's your over.
G4EJM to take M1PVC.
Okay, M1PVC. And the group, Golf 4 Echo, Juliet Mike, returning. Yes, okay, Paul.
Very strong signal from you
and from Alan this morning. Morning to Trevor. Only about an S7 for you, I'm afraid. But Q5, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
John, you were S9 plus here.
And Durf, I could just detect the carrier, Durf. So, Not copyable, I'm afraid. Stuart was strong, and you were quite strong when you called in then, Martin. Restoring a HRO and a Cub at this end this last week or so, and been resprayed all the coils and changed the PVC windows. The graphs, you know. So they look really nice now, and the Panda Cup's working really well. It's a single 807 in the final with a pair of EL37s in push-pull modulating them. But it's not very powerful. It will run about 20 watts on AM and about 25 on CW. So, I really think we need good conditions to come on the net with things like that, you know. Anyway, this one's the solid state modulated TT21 transmitter, and using the condenser microphone here.
Okay, over to you, Martin. G3YJO, call for Echo Unit Mike.
Surf at all?
No answer. Maybe Surf has gone off. I'll try again in a moment. Anyway, it's my turn, so I'll quick over. Trevor,
good signal, Trevor. 5-9, I don't think I gave you a report. So, as you say, conditions quite reasonable. And John was 5-9 over that last over. Sideband station that was causing the QRM is gone. Let me put it round to Les, and Les will then try it again. 2-0 IBN M1 PVC.
Okay, everybody, good morning to the, I think, one or two more joining the net. Good morning to you, Martin. Pretty good signal over here, considering your power levels. I think 5 and 7, but perfectly readable. Yeah, Alan, good 5 and 9 plus plus. John was not so very strong over here, surprisingly, but I'm not sure what he was working with. Mike, a very good signal, 5 and 7 as well, very readable here. Nick didn't really make much out of Derv on his previous go, but you're also coming stonking in at the moment, Paul. So right now conditions are very, very good. I think there was a little bit of a disturbance which knocked the conditions down, but that's usually pretty good for 80 metres. So maybe 40 metres is not going to be so good today, but certainly I think 80 metres should continue for a short while. So anyway, I'm using the AD470 this morning, so that's the double sideband inserted carrier from Marconi, the Marconi AD470, so that's the situation here. So I'll pass it back to you, Paul. I'm not quite sure who it goes on to next, so you can pass it over. M1 PVC, PA3BH, over. PA3BH,
M1 PVC. Yes, okay, Trevor. Very variable conditions there, everything from 7 and almost into 9 noise to a 5 over 9. So a fair bit of QSP, but all Q5. Right, should go to John if he's not still sweating over a soldering iron. Otherwise, we'll put it round to Alan. MW0XHO, M1 PVC. No, he said he was trying to try and get the 1509 working. Round to you, Alan. G4GN, M1 PVC. You there, Alan? M1 PVC listening for you. No. Maybe Alan's gone off for a cup of tea or something. Round to you then, Mike, if as long as somebody else is there. G4EJM, M1 PVC.
Yep, okay. We'll have to pause there, but there's no takers. I'm just not very happy with the tuning arrangement here. Just stand by, Paul. Seem to be quite heavily loaded. Can't
one of the drives down a little bit at once, but we seem to be running quite a bit of PA current and slightly down on power, so something's wrong somewhere.
Okay, well, yeah, an S7 for you, Trevor, up and down a bit with QSB, but absolutely Q5 and the AD470 sounding good. What's that? Sorry about that, guys. It's I was just adjusting the mic gain a little bit to give you a bit more mod. but it's feeding back to somewhere or other. An S7, Trevor. Martin, about an S7 for you as well. Not too strong, but considering you only need 10 watts, and I don't think conditions are very good at all, really. And Les, only an S5 for you, Les, on the 1154. I never tend to come on low power stuff when conditions are poor, you know. it's always a bit of a struggle for people, really, you know, but never mind. Weather's pretty bad up into Stoke this morning. It's chucking it down as rain and not very nice at all. And okay on the weather prediction for Luton, by the way, Paul. Not sure if we're going to come or not yet, but
if I don't come, it'll be the first year we've missed for ages, you know.
The only thing is, I'm not in acquiring things mode at the moment at all. In fact, I'm in getting rid of stuff mode. I've got that much stuff here. I'm climbing over it virtually. In fact, I've just been trying to sort out how to get my ET4336 in the shack here.
It's going to be a bit of a job
to get it up the stairs, because I'm in the room over a double garage here, you know, and it's quite a big room, but there's an awful lot of equipment in here now, and I don't think the floor is going to give way, really, but, you know. And getting something that weighs several hundred weights up a set of stairs isn't easy, is it? But it is a transmission. I'd love to get on the air from home here. It's the last time I used it was up at work QTH, and I've got the AR88 to go with that, of course, you know, which makes it a really authentic station. In fact, I was on a ship in the when would it be? I don't know. Late 70s, probably, early 80s, I don't know. And it was the Elenis, it was a cruise ship in Greek line, and they had two ET4336s in the wireless room, and two AR88s still using them. It had been a troop carrier during the war, and I guess it was fitted out with those in the wartime, and it was still using them, and it had some modern gear on there as well, but it wasn't used. And I had a very big, all the ceiling of the wireless room had a very thick copper bus bars going along with for the aerials, and a big neon bulb hanging down that was about, seemed to me to be about 10 inches diameter. It probably wasn't, but it was a big one. And it just cranked up press the key and turned the tuning on by the 1154 till the neon glowed bright, and that was it. And that's not that long ago, is it? In the probably early 80s, probably 82, I guess, something like that, you know. So, it was still in use then. All right, I guess you're... Don't know what we're getting this feedback from, I'll have to find out. I wonder if it's... I don't know. I've got my headphones on, maybe it's coming back from those, I don't know. Anyway, M1 PVC, go for Echo Gemini.
Got a Golf November Echo in amongst that, but there were others, so we'll have another listen. Anyway, it's Alan's turn, then Robin, Golf November Echo, then I suggest G3YJO, and any other caller. So, round to you, Alan, G4GN, M1 PVC.
Right, M1 PVC in the group, G4GN. Well, good morning, anybody that's just joined up with us. And good morning to you, Martin. Now, I've been looking, trying to find a crystal for you. And you know, I haven't got one below 1810, so I can't grounded, and I just couldn't find one. However, if you like, I can send you one, shall I say one of about 8 megs or something like that, and you can take it out and put a modern crystal in. It's not a hard thing to do, and they work pretty well on the 53 and the 52, because I've got one. My 3577 crystal, which I used when I was doing CW on the 52, is a modern one, and it lasts a long time. And in fact, I even used that particular one in the 76 when I had it, which is known to be a crystal wrecker, because it just got the crystal goes between the Hartley series type of oscillator, it goes between the anode and the grid on the oscillator 807, resulting it doesn't need any tuning, and it was known as a crystal wrecker, and it lasted some years, so, and it's still going. Anyway, there we are, and I'm sorry about that, Martin. It now goes to Robin. G0GNE, G4GEN. Over.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, I'm back from sunny Spain. Had a few contacts on 20 meters with Ian and Martin J from G4G at JSX. But the conditions were brilliant. So this morning I'm on 321 and on the loop, and I just wish you all a very happy morning, and I'll come back onto the net a little later on. So next it goes to Martin. Hello, Martin, my neighbour just over the hill from Golf Zero Golf in November. Hello, over.
Yeah,
G0
again, G3 YJ. Very morning, Robin. Very nice signal from over the hill.
Modulation unreadable. I'll just see if Durf is there. Fox Stroke G1RAF portable, M1PVC listening for you. I'm going to actually do something I haven't done before. I'm going to give a 20 second break now with carrier running only. For all those people trying to tune up, if they're over tuning up before the VMARS net, you will get a tuning slot, but instead of tuning over the top of us, kindly tune now for 20 seconds. Mm-hmm.
Right. Just check if Cape Net Controller wants to do any tuning up or tests before the next, before he comes in. G3, XGW, who there, Keith? Do you wish to tune up M1PVC listening for you?
Yes, good morning, Paul. And everybody else on frequency, G3, XGW. No, I'm pretty well sorted, I think. And I copied you, Ken, GB0YAM, so I've got a pre-net list, so which I'll go through in a moment. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, okay, thanks for that, Keith. I thought you'd be all ready to go. Put it round to Les just to fill in the time. We've got about 5 minutes to go, Les. 2E0IBN, M1PVC. BBC, yes, 73 Les, thanks for calling in, and yeah, good to hear you this morning, so have a good day. Kempton was a washout. Anyway, I didn't hear Ken call in, but put it round to Ken, not far to go, or long to go before the net, and Durf, no doubt Keith will try to call him in as the first station anyway. GB0, Yorkshire Air Museum, M1PVC listening.
YM. Reply, yes, very good morning, Paul. Very good morning to you, Keith and Alan, and Mike Alert, and Robin. Yes, not bad up here. It's been raining during the night, but it's fine weather at the moment. Conditions are not simple. I'm not surprised you didn't hear me, Paul, because at times I was struggling with the CO. So it might be a struggle this morning. Back to you, M1PVC, this is GB0YAM.
GB0YM, M1PVC. Well, what a difference a few seconds makes, because you went out there 5 over 9, Ken. Beautiful signal. Right, a couple of minutes to go. Next one on my list, if he's there, it is John, MW0XHO, M1PVC.
Yep, we're nearly ready. Still soldering.
Okay, we'll let you get on with it. Put it round to Alan. Alan, you can fill it in for 2 minutes and hand it to Keith. G4GN, M1PVC.
Okay, this is G4GN. Well, everybody's trying to do pretty well, I thought. Except, of course, I didn't hear Dirt because he's not on. But he wasn't that good for me before. Then again, he's probably, if you look where I am, he's pretty well south of me. So it would... as my aerial runs north-south, it wouldn't do too well. But as yours east-west, I think you'd get him a lot better. Anyway, there we are. And really, I'm listening on the 50 on the AR88. And every time I use that, I think, what a jolly good radio it really is. And I wish I'd kept my original one, which was a C, and which I got for passing my O-levels. I did it with a bet with my father, and he bought it. And you know, in those days, they were really expensive, because, I mean, there was still sort of current equipment everywhere, and it was £60. You think of what £60 represents in 1951. That was a long time ago, and at 9:51 it will affect 60 quid. So there we are. Anyway, it's just about time. So GZXCW, this is G4GN. Over to you, Keith.
It's very, very shaky.